The Meaning of Marxism by Paul D'Amato. Section. How natural are natural disasters? Marxists are sometimes rebuked for blaming everything on capitalism. Yet often, if a chain of events is traced back carefully, capitalism is to blame. A trucker driving after midnight and veering into oncoming traffic may be considered an accident, until you discover that he worked for a non-union company that paid him $9 an hour to drive 60 hours a week. But surely there are terrible natural events that have nothing to do with capitalism, right? Certainly, if a giant meteor strikes the Earth, no one in his or her right mind would blame it on capitalism, any more than human agency can explain the demise of the dinosaurs. Nevertheless, there are ways in which capitalism shapes the impact of naturally occurring events. Hurricane Katrina, which struck the Gulf Coast in 2005, is a clear case in point. The disaster was anything but natural. First, global warming is causing more frequent and severe storms. Second, the mangrove swamps around the Gulf that once acted as a break on tidal surges have been wiped out by development. Third, the levees protecting New Orleans were poorly constructed and maintained. And fourth, there was simply no adequate evacuation plan for millions of the city's mostly black poor population. All of this meant that a Category 5 storm had an impact far beyond its wind speeds. Take another example, the wildfires that rage practically every year in the western states. The 5-year wildfire average from 1996 to 2000 was the highest in 40 years. The media often blame these fires on the forces of nature: hot, dry conditions, and several years of drought. To the extent that human beings play any role, it's as individual scapegoats. Someone carelessly discarded a lit cigarette or left an unattended campfire burning. While some fires may begin as a result of negligence, though, as the case of the overworked trucker shows, even this has a social explanation. Lightning starts most fires. Before we let the officials pass the blame onto these hapless individuals, or lightning, let's look at whether there aren't human-made conditions that have contributed to the problem. According to a study by the Blue Water Network, global warming, the raising of the Earth's temperature as a result of greenhouse gases, is causing the dry drought conditions that make for more devastating wildfires. The story doesn't end there. Decades of rapacious logging have played their part. According to the World Wildlife Fund, quote, "In their natural state, many western forests are comprised of large, old, fire-resistant trees spaced about 20 to 30 feet apart. But today, after a century of logging, livestock grazing, road building, and indiscriminate fire suppression, western forests are primed for intense fires." End quote. In the past, before European conquest, Indians used controlled burning to reduce the underbrush and smaller, less fire-resistant trees. This practice, which encouraged the size and spacing of trees, referred to in the World Wildlife Fund report, made not only for better traveling and hunting, but also reduced the danger of catastrophic fires. As whites pushed the Indians off their land, existing forests, fallow fields, and new forests that sprang up in clear-cut areas were allowed to grow into tangled forest thickets. The term firestorm was coined in the 1870s after a series of devastating fires began ravaging the Midwest. 60 firestorms ripped through the region between 1870 and 1918, killing thousands of people. The clear cutting of today's timber industry also leaves dried wood scattered around, often close to populated areas. Moreover, the deliberate suppression of fires around more populated areas only made fires more devastating once they broke out. As the Wildlife Fund report concludes, quote, "Fire suppression has disrupted the natural cycle of fire that cleanses the forest floor of young trees and other flammable plants which fuel catastrophic fires. Bottom line, the body of scientific evidence shows that forests are eroded, clear-cut, grazed, and subjected to indiscriminate fire suppression are more prone to catastrophic, damaging fire." End quote. Add to this budget cuts that slash the number as well as the training of firefighters, and we have a disaster waiting to happen. Everywhere we turn, the priorities of capitalism, profit at any human, social, or natural cost, help create, or at least exacerbate, the, quote, natural disasters we have. End quote. An end of section.